The Motorsport Australia and Australian Racing Group Speed Series has been announced for 2023. The first round of the series will be Race Tasmania at Simmons Plains in February. To tell us a bit more about it, Grant Rowley is the Media and Communications Manager for the series, and he joins me now. Good morning, Grant.
Hey, Martin. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, mate. I'm really I'm a bit of a petrol head, so I don't mind talking about this sort of stuff, that's for sure. But looking at the Super Series or the Speed Series, how does it compare to what we saw last year? Because basically we only had the three categories, didn't we?
Yeah, only three of the Australian Racing Group categories. And I have to say that there's probably still a couple of question marks about exactly what categories will be part of the Speed Series down at Simmons Plains for Race Tasmania. I can guarantee you that they're going to be the best of our categories, but regardless of what categories we've got coming down, they'll be the best. But certainly TCR, the Super Cheap Auto TCR Series and the Turtle Wax Trans Am Series will be back. So just with those two, which have been to Race Tasmania for the past couple of years, you've got that great mix of turbocharged, 2-litre performance cars, performance race cars, and then alongside those big brutish V8s in the Trans Am. So those two will definitely be there. What else, what other Speed Series categories come and other categories from around Australia come? Still a couple of little question marks on that. Even just with knowing TCR, knowing Trans Am are going to be there, we know that the third iteration of Race Tasmania is going to be another great one.
We've got plenty to choose from because you've got, of course, the S5000, the Australian Drivers' Championship, which we've seen here before, and I think they set an outright lap record for Simmons Plains a year or two ago. We've also got Touring Car Masters, which we're all very familiar with, of course. John Bow, a Tasmanian, doing very well in that. Australian production cars, the Porsche Sprint Challenge, something called the GT World Challenge Australia. I haven't heard of that one before, Grant. What's that all about?
So I'll give you bonus points if you can recite the name of the category in its entirety, but it's called the Fanatec GT World Challenge Australia, powered by AWS. If you could remember that and recite it to me after I finish talking, then definitely bonus points for you. But that's effectively what Australian GT was, and it's the cars that compete at the Bathurst 12-hour. It's the cars that compete in exactly the same specification all around the world in GT3 competition.
Okay.
So that's your Audi R8s and your Mercedes-Benz that the 888 team have now entered two cars in. So we've seen the likes of Shane Van Gisbergen and Jamie Winkar, Brock Feeney, and more of 888 regular drivers race those cars in a pro-am setting. So in a sprint round, they would be 2 1-hour races, one on the Saturday, one on the Sunday. We just had one at the Bend Motorsport Park over in South Australia just recently, and that was a that we saw Brock Feeney and the Prince of Malaysia, who run in conjunction with those guys, compete and win at the Bend. So but really, it's all about the cool cars, Audi. Audis, Mercedes-Benz, Lamborghini, Ferraris, Porsches. It's the very best of the race cars that we see typically at the Bathurst 12-hour, but they have their regular Australian championship as well. Question mark. They could come down. They could be part of Race Tasmania.
Yeah, we don't know yet. As you say, it's still a fair way away. February the 24th and to the 26th are the dates for it, and there's seven rounds in the series, finishing up with the Bathurst International in November. It's going to be pretty exciting stuff. And I know we've got a couple of Tasmanians competing in them. I mentioned John Bow and Touring Car Masters. We've got Owen Kelly, who's done very well in Trans Am. There's a young bloke by the name of Will Logan, of course, who's been competing in Toyota 86s. I know it's not one of your categories, but he's looking to step up, and we may see him in one of your categories next year. Who knows?
Yeah, well, he did the last round of Trans Am, or last couple of rounds of Trans Am to really take the next step in his racing career, and I think that's where we might find him for 2023. So that's really exciting, and Trans Am is just the perfect category for that. It's the perfect launching pad into probably supercars without the major expense of doing a Super 2 or a Super 3 style budget that are just by nature expensive, but obviously that's where the supercars teams are looking to take the next crop is from Super 2 or Super 3, where now Trans Am is offering that one extra step in getting young kids ready for high-powered V8 rear-wheel drive cars. And with the Gen 3 supercars coming up next year, Trans Am has never been a more logical first step out of karting or even out of Formula Ford or, as you said, Toyota HC.
Yeah, and when you look at Trans Am's transitioning into supercars, and Aaron Seaton's a perfect example of that, of course, and did very well at Bathurst. So you've got all these categories now, and one of the things that people have complained about before with supercars when they come to Tasmania is there's too many gaps in the program, there's not enough categories. This certainly won't happen with this series.
definitely not. Not much gap between the between races on a speed series, Bill. If anything, the only complaints are there's not enough gap, and it's there's not enough time to go to the pie shop to grab yourself something to eat or get something to drink between races because they're so quick fire, 20-25 minute races. New race starts every half an hour, and that goes right from the start of the day right through to the end. So. You can't complain about not having enough track time, that's for sure.
No, we're absolutely thrilled that we're going to be part of the series next year, and to kick it off is fantastic as well. No doubt we'll hear more detail when it gets a bit closer, Grant, but thank you for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Mate, call anytime. Thank you. Looking forward to coming down there in February.